Well, hello there, and welcome to the Champ Camp podcast. If high fives and good vibes get you as juiced up as they do us, then you've come to the right place. Now kick back, relax, and listen in as your host, Trevor, takes us on a journey into the wonderful world of Champ Camp. Enjoy the ride.
Well, hello, Allie.
Hi, Trevor.
What's new?
So we're back. We're back in the podcast scene.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. So I was thinking, as we've been talking about quite a bit lately, of bringing this little thing back. I feel like we have some catching up to do. Not you and I, because we spend a lot of time together. But anybody listening to the podcast, like, what's been going on?
I feel like we could say what's not been going on. It'd be faster.
So we started this podcast back in 2020 because there was not a lot else to do. And then once there was stuff to do, we stopped it. Just because other stuff took a little bit more precedent, because we were trying to get back into the swing of things.
Oh my gosh.
Right? So it started as the Beyond the Beach podcast, where we, what did we do? We recorded a couple episodes in our 10 by 15 storage unit in El Segundo. That was fun. And then we interviewed, kind of caught up with a lot of the key figures within Champ Camp.
AKA our friends.
And beyond, who also happen to be key figures in Champ Camp. And we talked about what they've got going on. So I think we did like 9 or 10 episodes. We talked with Josh and Lily and Tim and Elliot and Joni and... we even had a cool podcast with Imagination Playground. And if I'm honest, we were just grabbing at straws to pass some time and make some content. So that was fun. But yes, this is now, simply put, the Champ Camp podcast. I guess we called it Beyond the Beach before because we weren't able to be on the beach when we started the podcast. In the summer of 2020. But now we can go anywhere. So back to the basics. The Champ Camp podcast is born and reborn.
Yeah, we have a lot more avenues.
We've got avenues. We've got streets and plazas and
yeah,
stuff going on.
Yeah.
So 2020, I don't want to dwell because that's such like a...
Like, I don't feel like we have to dwell. It actually got us into doing a whole bunch of other random avenues that I think turned out to be really fun.
Totally, totally, totally. I just mean kind of closing the gap from then to now and what we were doing when we wrapped up or when we just stopped doing the original podcast. And that was in the fall of 2020, we... quickly threw this program together, which was an after-school program at the beach, coined it Beach Pods.
So fun.
It was so fun because we had a dry spell for months before. Since we're at the time, we were mostly seasonal during the summer. We had quite a dry spell, you know, like about a year. And so as soon as we were able to throw that together, we did. It worked out great because kids did Zoom school during the day. We'll put school.
I guess you wouldn't want to say that was great for everyone involved, but it worked out well for us.
We'll put school in quotes, but they were on Zoom, and then they would come to us for a little mini Champ Camp session from 3 to 5. And that was great because it got our feet wet. Actually, mostly mine, because you always refuse to go in the water.
Hey, it was also the first time that we consistently did a program, just you and I.
Ooh, the joys. Yeah. It was beautiful. And it was really fun because it was what people were looking for. It was what we were looking for, what we needed. And we kind of got back to rolling. And then, you know, that kind of trailed off into the spring. And then once things kind of started to get back to normal-ish, and people had regular stuff to do, like soccer practice or baseball, yeah, and not frolic at the beach in the afternoon, it fizzled out. But it was a nice little olive branch to get us to back to business, back to summer camp, as wild as it was that next summer in 2021 with the restrictions and the county kind of as a cloud over our heads, possibly being audited by the health department at any given moment, which we were.
Oh, the benches.
Yeah. We passed with flying colors, with the exception of the Rubbermaid plastic benches that we have at underneath the canopy tents for kids to kind of take a seat in color because they encourage congregation.
And that was our only thing, and we,
I told that health officer, buddy, you can burn those if you want. You can have them. We'll throw them in the ocean. Anything you want, no problem.
We won't throw them in the ocean, I promise.
Yeah, we wouldn't have done that. But my point was, like, sweet. We passed. We're good. And unironically, that exact same health department officer that showed up, I don't know if he's an officer, whatever the title is, he was on the case for the 16 million gallon sewage spill that occurred that same summer at El Segundo Beach, which is also the site of one of our beach camp locations. So
that was rough.
Although that required an official response on Champ Camp letterhead through the city and some blowback. Basically, it kind of eased up the pressure of being worried about COVID restrictions because that guy was now busy doing other stuff.
Oh my gosh.
So what a whirlwind. But anyway, leaving that in the past, we now are about halfway through the school year after having wrapped the 2024 summer season, which was our most storied yet. We had the most stuff going on compared to any other summer since we started in 2012.
Yeah, variety increased,
balls in the air, juggling increased. But as you kind of chatted about or mentioned earlier, having been forced to like zone in on processes and, you know, throw together robust training
that we filmed in my back or our backyard now.
Yeah.
In front of the ficuses.
Oh yeah. Is it ficuses or fici?
I don't know.
We gotta have someone that can look that up. Anywho, all of that stuff paid off so much because even having as seemingly busy of a summer as we did, not only with enrollment, but also the number of camps running at the same time, it felt, the vibes were relatively mellow, which is encouraging.
And I mean, they were excited and happy, but no one was disgruntled. So it's not like they were just like mellow, like...
I mean, it's all relative, but on our summer scale, most summers don't feel mellow.
Okay.
And so it didn't feel... It's always hectic, and it's hustle and bustle and a lot going on. But at one point, we had 7 different camps running at the same time, not to mention, like, Boogie Camp as well, which is an offshoot of Beach Camp at our Manhattan location. And relatively smooth as butter, with some...
hiccups,
crumbs here and there.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was a really fun summer.
Yeah, and the training helped, and we've been lucky to have a lot of wonderful people that have stuck around for quite a while.
Let's be honest, that made it so awesome.
Yeah, come back into the mix some, and then really great brand new people that make our lives much easier than they should be during those busy times, and then also most importantly make the programs what they are, and deliver the experience to families coming through that we want them to experience. So that was a glossed over kind of depiction of what we've been up to since we stopped this podcast, but here we are, bringing it back.
Ready for new adventures.
Ready for new adventures.
I'm excited.
Is that a play on Adventure Camp?
No, because, oh, that was a hit.
That was a hit.
I think, well, we all know that most of our camps start with you finding some sort of automobile.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when we have to figure out what to do with said automobile. So well, that's kind of how we started with the green van.
Well,
and now the blue adventure van.
It's not that simple, but... I'll just grant you that. Yeah. I had an intention behind the van, knowing, we wanted a, field trippy experience combined with, the regular, Champ Camp experience. And that's what Adventure Camp, turned into. And shout out to Sippy. He, literally grabbed the wheel on that one and was the director of that camp. And it quickly took off.
Yeah.
People started to talk and wonder why this blue van, it kind of sticks out, and what's going on there. And it was awesome. And it was, yeah, it's definitely the fastest, it was the quickest program we've ever put into play that took off pretty much.
Yeah,
right away.
Sold out.
Sold out, hit the ground running.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we should also mention
Dance Camp.
In summer 2024. Yes, headed up by the Not lovely even, Lily.
You can't even say headed up. She came to us and said, hey,
yes,
I think we should do a dance camp. And I want to do this. Let's make it happen. So she really took the reins on that one.
She sure did. She was one of the original podcasts as well back in the day, checking in with Lily. But yeah, she headed that thing up, and it was beautiful. So more to come on that. But it's pretty amazing to be able to like have things in order enough to then lean on our awesome people to start things up that they care about and let them take the reins and run with it. And that is, that dance camp is one adventure or one example of that. And then, while we're at it, skate camps, they tried and true.
Well, I'm going to have to stop you because it's super cool that we have skate camps and dance camps.
Yes.
Because I grew up dancing, you grew up skateboarding. And so it's just kind of a fun little tidbit to keep in mind that brings us back to the old days.
Sort of. Not that I can skate anymore or you really dance that much. You can, though. You can dance your butt off if you want.
I still go to ballet sometimes.
You do. And I have some skateboards that I own. But that's pretty much where it ends until I get my knee in order. But anyway, I guess that catches us up to now. And this current school year has been a whole new adventure. No pun intended, because we took over the Playa Vista Elementary School PE department.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been offering PE classes there for the whole school since September, and it's been a whole new challenge.
Yeah, it's been a whole learning curve, challenge, unexpected adaptation, quickly figuring things out, a whole experience.
100%. And I chalk it up to having had to do 12 years of adapting for camp in general, Champ Camp in general, beach camps, applying that to new programs. The 2020 adventure, as we mentioned earlier. So we say in our training and in, you know, to any new person coming on board, and even to people who have been here for a while, that like the only everything we have that's a hard line when it comes to our policies or procedures and the way we do things. Now, don't get me wrong, we tend to be loosey-goosey, but there are things that we do, no matter what, consistently. And all of those things have come out of messing up.
And learning.
Doing it wrong, and then fixing it, and then, you know, moving on. And so that, kind of seeing that process play out for over a decade at Champ Camp makes adaptability part of the thing, part of the game, and part of the process. So that really has played well into PE, and
because it's difficult. It's difficult to anticipate what 85-year-old kids on a large open field will be willing and able to do. So there's a lot of planning, and then there's a lot of scratching that.
Yes.
And redoing it in the moment with people that you have to kind of adjust accordingly.
Jumping jacks and sharks and minnows, pretty much. And
yeah.
Would mm-hmm. be good.
Yeah.
Warm up, then some tag. but it was fun to go through the process of drafting up our curriculum and then getting your input, Allie, from the PT world, because that's your background in teaching and physical therapy, and you have so much passion about movement, and obviously grew up working with kids, and then coming from the general Champ Camp world, which we should mention another wrinkle from 2020. Not to go back to that, but I'm just trying to catch everybody up to where we're at now, was that our son was born November 30th, 2019. You were set to go back from maternity leave April 1st, 2020. That didn't happen.
No, it did not. It did not. My specialty in physical therapy is Parkinson's disease, and that patient population was definitely a high risk, not necessary, not one of those things. So there was no going back on that side. So I would say it's kind of something that came out in the positive. I was able to jump in on Champ Camp and kind of help grow in areas and help with the training and actually share a lot of my movement passion that comes from physical therapy into camp, which is why I was so excited about the PE.
Ooh, yes. So instead of doing Champ Camp favors with your organizational tool belt, then it became your job, and mm-hmm. and here we are in, what are we in, December 2024, 4 years later, rolling strong. And as I'm sure it will become evident to anybody listening to this over time, or anybody who's worked with us at all, we, like, unapologetically are the yin to each other's yang. And yes, you fill in gaps that, you know, your strengths are all my weaknesses. And dare I say,
I wasn't going to.
They really are. And so you coming in into camp, you know, full on has made it, you know, immeasurably better. Actually, measurably, but, you know, just speaking big terms.
Yeah, because I do the measuring.
Yep. You like the little things, and I like the big picture, and it works. Most of the time, it works. And then it always works, but we just have to kind of, you know, adjust here and there and get back on track. So here we are, halfway through PE, bringing the podcast back, really excited about some stuff that we really have been...
Excited doesn't even touch the surface,
yes,
of what is that.
Talking about for over 10 years, since right when we started Champ Camp. that it, we're taking.
I think it was before that, but I'll just let that slide.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not really sure, but we're going to tease it because there it deserves a full-on episode dedicated to what we've got going on. But kind of along the same vein of why we started this podcast in the first place in 2020, in 2022, we didn't really know how it would transpire, but we started a nonprofit called Champ Camp Collective Incorporated.
It was originally going to be a different arm, but we've pivoted since then.
Yeah, well, we knew we wanted to have a nonprofit to eventually be able to raise funds and use those funds as scholarships to enable, you know, more kids to try out our program who would otherwise not be able to. And for a while, the direction was a little bit unclear. So the nonprofit kind of lay dormant for a bit. But more recently, we've revived it, or we've just tapped into it, and we're in the process of obtaining 501c3 status, which is just legal jargon that means it's categorized to be able to receive...
It's tax-exempt.
Tax-exempt status, and people can donate to our cause and write it off, and it's a win-win-win. But the exciting part, the other exciting part of what we're, I feel like you're chomping at the bit.
I know, just get to it.
Oh no. Yeah. Allie takes the most efficient, ways way home, and I like to take the coast. And that is kind of how we operate in everything we do. So here we are, me taking the long way, but I'll dish it to you. You can tease it, what it's turning into.
I think it's what we've talked about for a very long time, where we had this dream because, you know, we love doing the play aspect of things, but we really eventually wanted to have a school. We kind of dabbled with the idea of having a preschool, but we've always wanted to have like a school where kids are there longer periods of time, and it's a little bit more structured, but in the same sense that it's still fun and positive and has all the same Champ Camp vibes. So originally we would joke all the time that we wanted to have a school that was just PhDs and grandparents because we're like, you just need people that care and love and will sit there and be with people and listen and all of that, and then you just need someone to bring like new ideas and kind of challenge the status quo. And so we are very excited to be doing something, I'm even going to just say, very similar, I would say. Is that where we stop, or do we keep going with it?
I think we can tease it a little bit more, yeah. So, yeah, we've talked about it forever, and now we are making moves to unite the High Fives and Good Vibes trademark of Champ Camp with in a school setting. And I think I will... delay the specifics, but we're working towards we're not hiring PhDs and grandmas necessarily.
We could,
but the academics are
actually we are. I have my doctorate, and there is a grandma that is going to be working.
Okay, so technically, I guess, but I mean the academic side of things is going to be tailor-made to each student's needs in order to catch them up where there may be deficiencies and help each and every student reach their potential, whatever that looks like. I think you might agree, and I'm sure we'll dig deep into this in the future, but we have always seen some gaps in education and in the current status quo. I've seen it up close and personal in my own family growing up and just learning differences between me and my brothers. and how those were dealt with in the system that we were in. And we were in private school, and even there were giant gaps. And then more recently, you know, up close and personal in the public school system, and just bearing witness to all of the differences in kids and what they need and how they learn, and how impossible it is in the current system to meet those needs, not only for the kids that need that extra support or any support, but for all the kids and their experience of school and their reaching of potential. So we have devised, and we are devising, a whole new system that is Champ Camp Collective Incorporated, which will aim to be that tailor-made schooling and education experience for all elementary school kids that come through the program.
And I think this is kind of like a really big dream and a really big thing to take on. So truth be told, there is a little bit of a self-serving aspect of it.
100%.
I think this is what pushed us over the edge to actually like commit and be like, this is what we are going to do. And we can't wait to have our own kid be a part, and also just be able to experiencing something new, because we all know that in this day and age, things are going to change.
Yes. That is for sure. And yes, our son and his coming of age was absolutely the impetus for us to look at each other, even before he realized that it wasn't a good fit.
Which he did.
Which he was just going along with it until he wasn't. But before we got any indication from him, we looked at each other and we're like, this isn't it. Right? So I guess we'll leave it at that. Champ Cam Podcast coming back at your ears. It's good to be back. Took a short 4-year hiatus, but we've got a lot of things behind the scenes that we're putting in place to get this podcast out there, and a lot of our other programs and things upcoming. And we've got a lot of stuff to talk about. There's a lot of nuts and bolts behind the scenes that go into Champ Camp, not only to make it work, but also philosophies that we do our best to live by and operate the business by. And we look forward to sharing those in the coming future.
You'll hear more from us.
Ta-ta for now.
Thanks for listening to the Champ Camp Podcast. If you liked what you heard, or even if you didn't, be sure to subscribe, share, and join us again for the next episode. To keep tabs on all things related to Champ Camp, give us a follow on socials at Champ Camp Kids and at Champ Camp Podcast. Oh, and one more thing, in case you're wondering, I'm Smiley Champs a Lot, the official Champ Camp spokesman and man behind the mic. Until next time, we hope your days are filled with high fives and good vibes. Peace out, baby.